I don't think there's any need for a lengthy introduction, but I think I'll give one anyway. Well, as you know, last time, and I suppose in a certain sense for me at least, the feeling has intensified. As you know, I'm just itching to produce a revised text. My right hand is twitching more often than Dr. Strangelove's at the moment, just ready to do so. But as you will recall, you and the men in the white coats came and got me last time and held me back and said, no, not yet. And the reason why you felt that way was that in the areas of sensitive products, tropicals and preferences in particular, your consultations, as we say diplomatically, hadn't quite reached what you considered to be a suitable level of fruition for me to be let loose on the unsuspecting with a revised draft. And I didn't see any alternative, that being so, than giving a bit more time for those processes to reach fruition. So that you would be comfortable with me producing a revised document. Or to be more precise, that you would look forward to the discomfort of my revised document rather than the discomfort of not having a revised document. I'm not quite sure which it is that you really prefer or why, but the name of the game seems to be to do some kind of revision, and the sooner the better. So the short version essentially is we've now had that period of time for those of you who are engaged in those consultations, and I'm looking forward, and I'm sure everybody here is looking forward to hearing how on those key issues, and I say they're key because they're key at this stage, they're clearly quite the most important things that we now have to resolve to everybody's satisfaction, that would clear the way to doing a fully revised text, or a further revised text from the ones you presently have. Now, I understand, because I've seen the document in the room, that among the six members who had disagreed last time, as you will recall, about what it was they had agreed about, they've now managed to reach agreement about what they've agreed about. And I'm sure that they'll be able to speak for themselves about that today. And I know that they have been working day and night to achieve a resolution of their remaining difficulties among themselves, and I believe endeavouring also to try in doing so to respond to a number of the concerns that had been raised by others among you over the last little period. So, in a certain sense, I believe there has been, since we last met, significant progress registered in that regard. And I know that there have been intensive discussions taking place on issues relating to tropicals and preference erosion also, and I think I look forward to hearing where we are on those. So I don't intend to make any substantive comments on those matters. I want to hear what you have to say about all of that. And obviously, from my point of view, the key question is where we go from here in the light of where you are on those issues. And that's something that we can only determine in the light of what you have to say about where we are on that and your reaction to what others have to say on those issues. In addition to that, I know that Japan has foreshadowed that it also wishes to make a new or a revised submission on export prohibitions and restrictions, and I believe that also is available in the room. And it's quite extraordinary, really, that Japan is probably, I suppose they will say by design, being the only member which has for some time foreshadowed certain elements that are rather crucial to the food crisis on their agenda. Because the only part of the text, or the draft text, which deals with this issue has been driven largely by Japan's proposals on export restrictions and prohibitions. So, intriguing. Maybe they saw around more corners than some of the rest of you early on in this process, or maybe their own historical experiences made them more sensitive to what might happen one day, one or the other. Okay, that's enough from me. I'd rather hear from you. And in that regard, the floor is open.